Dying from cancer as a monk or a nun. Meditation. This meditation is a contemplation of death where one imagines dying from cancer in a monastery, having lived the life of a monk or nun for some years. We start as per usual by establishing body-based mindfulness through body sweeping and breath meditation. Bringing your attention to your sitting posture. Being simply aware that you are now sitting. With a straight, yet relaxed posture. At first, simply feeling the physical feelings of the buttocks pressing against the mat, or the cushion or chair on which you are sitting. Grounding awareness in this present moment. Allow a broad, natural awareness to embrace your whole body for the next few moments. And now I suggest taking three slow and deep in and out breaths, releasing any tension you may be feeling, particularly with the out breath. Breathing slowly and deeply in, all the way into the abdomen. And then out, letting go. Once again, breathing in. And breathing out, bringing a fresh awareness, a sense of being present, into this new moment. And one more deep in and out breath, at your own pace. Now allow the breathing to become relaxed and natural. Breathing easily, ordinarily, at your own pace. Taking small, gentle, natural breaths. Now with mindful awareness, try to feel the area around the top of the head. Simply aware of the various feelings on the surface area of the skin, on the top of the head. Then include the face. And the ears. And the neck, front and back. Now include the upper shoulder area. Simply aware. Simply feeling. Knowing the various feelings on the surface of the skin in the shoulder area. Becoming more aware, more alert, more in the present moment, and at the same time, relaxing into mindful awareness. Now include the chest in this awareness. Moving down, include the stomach area. Then bring this gentle, knowing awareness to include all of your back. Now include your arms. Embracing the whole upper area of the body with gentle awareness. Not judging, not discriminating. now include the lower abdomen, the groin, and then the buttocks. Feel your bottom pressing against the harder surface underneath, feeling present, grounded. Now slowly include the legs and the feet in your awareness as well. Feel the whole body simply sitting. Now bring your awareness to your breathing, being very mindful of each in and out breath. Simply being aware of the feelings involved with in and out breathing. Try to be aware of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath, knowing the sensations of the breath coming in at the nose and through the chest and into the abdomen. And then as it leaves the abdomen and the chest and out the nose again. Knowing the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. We are going to introduce a mental noting method now, so as to assist our mindfulness in staying with the feelings of the in and out breath. The main meditation object is awareness of the feelings of the breath. Yet a gentle mental noting method can help us to stay with our meditation object, not letting the mind wander off into thinking about this or that. So we will practice noting buddho at first, which means clearly knowing. As we breathe in, mentally note but, and as you breathe out, note do. But do. Aware of each in-breath, but, and aware of each out-breath, do. But, do. But, do. As this meditation will be a contemplation of death and impermanence, you can also practice noting the word maranang, which means death or dying. Breathing in, maranang. Breathing out, maranang. As the next stage of this meditation entails using the visualizing, reflecting faculty of the mind, it may not be possible to be aware of the breath in as much detail as when we take the breath itself as the primary meditation object. And this is fine. It is, however, very helpful to maintain a general awareness of the in and out breathing, even while doing visualizations. And so you can alternate between these two words if you like. Buddho and Maranang, using the noting as an aid to maintaining some awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath throughout the entire meditation session. Simply hear the instructions and promptings and visualize the scenario as best you can while maintaining awareness of the breath, especially in the silent spaces. By the time the tumor in the bowel was diagnosed, around 12 months ago, it was already quite large. At first, there were some good results from treatments. In fact, with an operation and some radiation, the bowel cancer was completely overcome. Unfortunately, though, the small tumors, which had spread into the liver, continued to grow. Maranang, 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 Maranang. And that was when you decided to forego any more invasive treatments. No more surgery. No more radiation. And no strong chemicals. Because the side effects, it seemed, were as bad as the illness. If meditation, herbs, and the goodwill of others could not help, you would accept your karma humbly and stoically, and meditate as best you could through the challenging experience. Maranang, 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 Maranang. So there were various herbal treatments and acupuncture and healing meditations, all of which helped you to focus and to pass the time skillfully. And you appreciated the goodness of all of those around you too. And even so, the cancer slowly grew. At a certain point, after several months, it just started to seem obvious that the cancer was going to continue to progress, and that this would mean the end of this life. Maranang, Maranang. Maranang, Maranang. your brothers and sisters in the holy life, had dedicated merits to you repeatedly, and had come to chant by your side many times. And so at first, it felt like a failure, the way the body did not respond to all of these blessings. But then you realized that you actually had an extraordinary opportunity to contemplate the impermanent and not-self truth of bodies, the way they are prone to sickness and degeneration. You would receive all of those good wishes as an encouragement to develop the path. Compassion, patience, and deeper understanding. Maranang, Maranang. And so in accepting the cancer and impending death as an inevitable karmic ripening, you decided to make the most of the opportunity, working consistently to keep mindfulness as sharp as possible, you reflected upon the true nature of bodies constantly as an impersonal set of elements and conditions, and meditated deeply upon this truth as much as possible. Maranang, Maranang. And as the cancer grew and spread, and the middle part of your body became more bloated and swollen, you had many opportunities to practice, observing and contemplating the changing nature of feelings. Dull pains, sharp pains, shallow pains, deep pains, throbbing pains, cramping pains, grinding pain. Feelings, they come. They stay, they change, and they go. Sometimes there are many different pains overlapping, and it seems that they will never go. Maranang, Maranang. It is amazing the way pain can build up and grow, becoming more and more intense. It can be quite terrifying. In fact, there were many times where you felt that pain alone was going to kill you. But then always, at some point, the pain subsides, at least for a while. And the knowing quality of the mind does not die. Buddho. Buddho. The terrible pain returns. But having seen its nature, it is not quite so terrifying. You did take some pain relief. At first, just some pills. But when the pain became more chronic, you consented to some morphine. The doctor helped you to find the right levels, taking the edge off of the pain, without creating a dull haze in the mind. You are grateful to the doctor, and grateful to morphine. Over time, with practice, you learnt to use the pain as one of the primary objects for maintaining consistent mindfulness. Maranang, maranang. Maranang, maranang. Approaching death. You have tried to do all of this practice with an attitude of compassion and kindness. Not judging or blaming either yourself or the world or anyone else. You have practiced simply accepting this experience, this state of affairs, with a kind and open heart, to whatever degree that you were able. Sickness, aging, and death are an aspect of nature. There is nothing going wrong. Maranang. Maranang. You used to go to the meditation gatherings and teachings when you could, walking slowly to the hall. You'd sit in a chair to the side. It was good to see Sangha. But as the cancer spread, and it became more and more difficult to digest food, your body became weaker, and you felt tired. The tubes drained some of the fluids away from the liver and the abdominal cavity. Blood and pus and lymph. But as the bloating worsened with time, it became much more difficult to move around. Maranang, maranang. And so, about 6 weeks ago, inevitably, you became bedridden. This meant that all day, and all night, every day, must be spent lying down. It was very frustrating at first, feeling trapped and restrained, oppressed. But as you opened your heart with kindness and acceptance, and with patient forbearance, even to this, somehow you got used to it. As fellow Sangha members came daily to clean the room or to meditate nearby in silence, to chant for you or to chat or to read teachings aloud, gratitude swelled in your heart. And as the doctors and nurses made more and more voluntary visits, assisting with various care so that you could remain in the monastery, you saw that there were many things to be thankful for. Maranang, maranang. About 5 weeks ago, you started to take liquid food only through a tube in the nose. But then a week later, even this tube was taken out, as it became clear that the digestive system was simply no longer working. Only the saline solution entering through a vein sustained you. Maranang, maranang. You were surprised by your attitude then, as you became quite interested and curious as to what comes next. You asked the doctor many frank questions, and the doctor patiently explained. As your body would metabolize less and less glucose, the brain would be starved of energy. And so, as well as sleeping more and more, there would be periods of deep unconsciousness. Until eventually, you will not regain consciousness in this body. Maranang, maranang. Maranang, maranang. As your body has become weaker and weaker, and as you have slipped in and out of consciousness, it has been interesting and encouraging to notice that the mind has actually become quite light. It seems to know that there is not much point grasping at this body or this life anymore. The times when you are awake, you feel alert, yet detached and serene. Maranang, maranang. Maranang, maranang. You have now just come to once again. It seems that you were gone for a long time. You cannot open your eyes, but you can feel this weak, bloated, pain-filled form. And you notice that your breathing is labored, with strangely long spaces in between. You make the effort to stay calm. How strange it all seems. You notice now that there are many fellow Sangha members in the room. As they are chanting in unison, loudly, it is familiar. The Metta Sutta, the protective chants, you wish that you could tell them how helpful this is, that you can feel waves of goodwill coming from them all. You can no longer lift your head or speak, but with great effort, you open your eyes just slightly. Involuntarily, a few tears are streaming from your eyes. Tears of gratitude and tears of goodbye. Maranang, maranang. You can feel a warm weight pressing on your heart, and you hear a voice, the familiar voice of one of your teachers. hello. They say your name kindly. I ask permission to speak frankly now. The signs are that you will die quite soon. So I just want to encourage you to keep your mind upright. To whatever degree that seems possible. Maranang. Maranang. We're all here meditating by your side. Many of your Dharma friends. We're all wishing you well. And we're all very happy to have known you. Try to keep awareness clear, moment to moment. Just be present, unconfused. Maranang. Maranang. If you can, recollect the Buddha and the Dhamma and the Sangha. Take refuge in your heart. And recollect all of your skillful efforts this lifetime. Try to rise above the weakness. Keep the mind bright. We're going to do some more chanting for you now, just like you asked us to. Maranang. Maranang. And so now, with all of the energy that you can gather, you re-establish that sense of knowing. Although everything seems a long, long way away, this tired body, the feelings, the sounds, voices, you know them with as much clarity as possible. And going for refuge in your heart, taking up the parikamma, Buddho, you make that clear knowing firm. Buddho. 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 And you feel confident that however long you are unconscious next, when the time comes to let go and move on, this refuge will be there. and so to the sound of the chanting, you fall unconscious one last time. Maranang, maranang. In about 5 more minutes, we will come to the end of this meditation. Try to maintain a good, clear awareness of your breath for the remainder of this session. If your mind is peaceful, simply maintain your awareness of breathing, allowing your mind to stay in its peaceful state until the end of the session. Hear my voice as if it is in the distance. If you think that it might be helpful, you can now refresh the awareness of the body sitting, knowing the felt sense of the sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body pressing against the mat or the chair. Mindfully aware that you are sitting. Feeling grounded and present in the body, in this moment. And then mindfully bring awareness to refocus on the breath. Feeling the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Taking one or two deep breaths can be helpful in re-establishing awareness of the physical feeling of the breath. You can note the in and out-breath as before with the syllables put, do, put, do. Put, do. We understand that in reflective death meditations, we are using our sanya, or perceptions, to stimulate a heightened awareness of impermanence and the truth of the inevitability of death. During the meditation, we allow the mind to be affected by this exercise, to be informed on a deep level. But towards the end of the meditation, it is good to remember that our visualization meditation was actually just an exercise involving thoughts and perceptions and feelings arising and ceasing in awareness. If your mind became peaceful through this exercise, wonderful. If it did not, never mind. The important thing is that we become a little more aware of impermanence in our lives, and a little less frightened of the very normal experience of death. These kinds of meditations can be helpful in both training the mind to let go into peaceful awareness and also in preparing us to be able to be mindful when our eventual death does actually occur. Sometimes it is good to end death meditations with a couple of minutes of metta or loving kindness meditation. Establishing a sense of well-being. Breathing in wishing, may I be well. Genuinely directing metta towards yourself. Generating the warmth of positive goodwill in the area of your heart. Breathing in, wishing, may I be well. Breathing out, wishing, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be safe, may I be free from danger. Breathing out, may I be well, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may all beings be happy. The Buddha explained that consciously developing awareness of impermanence creates an enormous amount of good karma, merit, or positive potential. Acknowledging that you have been contemplating impermanence and death in accordance with this ancient wisdom tradition, you can feel joyful and confident. In a minute or so, this meditation session will be over. If you have time, you can continue with your meditation on your own. Otherwise, you could consider sharing the merit of this meditation with all beings or with someone in particular. 7. Bringing to mind the merit that was produced by this session of meditation, determine how you wish to dedicate the merit. I dedicate the merit that arises from this session of meditation to may be well. May this person, these people, be well. Be safe. Be happy.